Holly Tafio joins us. Holly's from Ngāti Tipa and is based in Kirikiriroa, artist, writer, toy advocate. She's been selected as one of only 37 finalists out of a record 451 entries in the Biennial Adam Portraiture Award. That award's one of the country's longest running art prizes, which has a cash prize of 20 clicks. Her works will be exhibited at the New Zealand Portrait Gallery in Wellington. Holly, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei. Thanks for joining us, Holly.
Kia ora, Dale. Thank you for having me.
Thanks very much. I'm just reading a little bit. It's a couple of years old, actually. During COVID, where you were busy with your sons, it would seem, sis, and now we can see that you've got an entry into the portrait gallery called I Feel a Bit Silly. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. I painted this one. It's basically influenced by religious iconography and is heavy in symbolism. And it was basically a really cute, fun moment with my son. And then I looked at the photo I took, and it looked really menacing afterwards when I looked at it through, well, adult, out-of-the-moment eyes. So I made a small one, and some of my friends were like, ugh. I repainted it because I'm like, oh, actually, I want to do a bigger one with a little bit more conscious or a little bit more intention. And here we are. It's a big gold portrait of my son.
Fantastic. How big? What size?
Oh, goodness. I think that one is 1.2 tall.
Okay. So tell us about this. A lot of our people wouldn't know about the Adam Portraiture Award. I sort of sense I've heard of it because it's been around a long time. But how did it come to be? And congratulations on being one of the finalists. What can you tell us about it?
So it is. I was really, really excited to be selected. So I entered into this with a very throwaway, like, yeah, couldn't hurt. And I'll give it a go, but I knew the caliber of people I was going up against. And it started in 2000. I believe it used to just be called the National Portraiture Award. And then I think in 2002 it was changed over because it's now funded by, I believe it's funded by the Adam Foundation. So, and then it became the Adam Portraiture Award. But it is, basically happens every 2 years. It's very competitive, and it's, yeah, I was absolutely really, really surprised to be selected because I know some of the other artists that have come through in the past, not necessarily personally, but more as like a big fangirl stalking on Instagram. Being selected was quite overwhelming. There's quite a fair bit you could say about it in reality. Like, if you look back, if you ever get a chance, look back through not just the past winners, but the calibre of artists in this show is phenomenal.
The New Zealand's Portraiture Award, how does your son feel about being your model?
He reckons he's famous now. And I'm like, oh, honey, I don't have the heart to tell him, like, you know, New Zealand's not the biggest when it comes to supporting art. So yeah, a whole 10 people know you. Well done.
Good on you. How old is he?
He's 5 now. 5 going on, 35 when he wants something, and 5 going on 2 when he doesn't get it, you know.
Kia ora. You mentioned that it took on a life of its own as you painted it. Can you talk us through the process? I'm no painter, but I do. But I do like looking at cool things, hanging in a gallery or the like. So, what process did you use to paint your son?
So this is oil on board. So I just used oil paints, and I'm not the fanciest, so they are just middling range oils. They are very, very expensive, and I'm a mum and I work full time. So it is more just kind of a lot of trial and error, and what I love about oil is it stays wet for long enough, so if I make a mistake, I can just fix it. And as I was painting it through, I had to change a few colours to get it to sit how I wanted. So I'm just learning about colour theory. Worked with the red and the blue of the pants in line with colour theory, so that kind of grew. And the only thing that stayed the colour is my son's skin and the pink thing he's wearing, which was actually a a baby shower gift I got from when I was hapū with him back in 2017. And then I had no idea what to do with the background because it was really just my messy kitchen, and because I paint from a photo. I didn't paint from life. I'm not that talented. And I decided to do imitation gold leaf. So there's real gold leaf, which is expensive but not too bad, and then there's imitation gold leaf, and the downside of imitation gold leaf is that it tarnishes, and I wanted that since I was talking about something quite menacing and almost that, like, the difference between how you see the world as a child and how you see the world as an adult, and that gold hue and that gilded image starting to tarnish over time. So that's how it grew out of that.
Well, I must admit I've been able to find it, so I'm looking at it now. Are you okay to talk about it?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's a portraiture award, but your young fella's got a towel on his head by the looks of things.
I know. he's the only one that doesn't show his face.
How can he be famous then?
he reckons it's because everyone knows who he is. And now in my little blurb, I do have his name in there. So his name is Ushin Shay. And just knowing that, he seems to feel quite famous. The mind of a five-year-old.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I can imagine a wonderful smile once the towel is unwrapped. But this is a portraiture award, and this is the only painting that doesn't have a human face, because young Oisin Shea is, it looks like he's just come out of the shower, or mum staged it.
So that bag that he has on
his head. It's a bag. It's not a towel.
Yeah. So it's a bag that holds a dressing gown I got as part of my baby shower. And so he took the bag and was like, "Mum, look," threw it over his head. I think this actually might have been during COVID. And I don't know if he was trying to be spooky or just being a bit of a goofball, but it was really cute at the time. And then afterwards I was like, "Ooh, it looks a little bit fire rangy," you know? So, ugh.
Well, I think it's neat. And obviously the judges do too. I mean, it's a pretty open field. Paint a person for the portraiture award, and you did. And I feel a bit silly is a pretty appropriate title. Is that the painter or the subject?
Oh no, this is me. Me as the painter. So definitely not my son. It does look at the beautiful ignorance of children as part of it. That's the kind of the undertone. So I feel a bit silly. It's a lot about complacency in a very politically volatile world. And I can't see the moment for what my son sees it for, which is a part of that kind of conflict between me as the painter and him just as a playful child. And so I feel a bit silly, just about